I'm Christian Zadek, and this is The Daily Thread, helping you find the thread of God's presence in your everyday life. The birth narrative of Jesus in Matthew begins with a scandal. After noting the genealogy of Jesus, which has several scandalous inclusions of its own, Matthew tells how Mary became pregnant outside of marriage. Joseph wanted to end the relationship, but an angel told him that Mary hadn't been unfaithful. The child had come from the Holy Spirit. Matthew 1:22 says, "All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had spoken by the prophet. Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel." Emmanuel means God is with us, a fitting name for Jesus. The prophecy Matthew is quoting here comes from Isaiah chapter 7. King Ahaz was tempted to align with some nations against their common enemy, Assyria, but God did not want him to do this. God sends a prophet to Ahaz who says, "Ask the Lord for a sign that he is with you." Ahaz says, "No, I don't want to put my God to the test," but the Lord gives a sign anyway. The prophet says, "Behold, a virgin will give birth to a son and call his name Emmanuel. God is with us. And before the son is old enough to know right from wrong, this land will be deserted." That prophecy was fulfilled in the days of King Ahaz. God spoke a word to his people and fulfilled it, according to the book of Isaiah. So why does Matthew pick up this verse and apply it to Jesus? If what was prophesied already happened, what does this have to do with Jesus? The angel tells Mary and Joseph to name the child Jesus or Yeshua. That name means God is salvation. God saves us. Today, we relate the word salvation to our sins and our souls. But when people heard the name Yeshua, they would have related it to other concrete ideas of rescue, being saved from surrounding enemies. God is with us. God is salvation. Matthew uses a deep familiarity with the prophecies in Isaiah to make some points about Jesus right at the outset. Remember when Ahaz was given a sign? Something like that is happening again, only on a much bigger scale than we thought possible, and in a way we were not expecting. Sometimes we think about the virgin birth as just a miracle, proving that Jesus was the Son of God, making him different than the rest of us. But the Bible also says that Jesus was fully man. The virgin birth is not exclusively proof that Jesus is divine. It is meant to make us look back at how God moved before, what he promised before, and then relate those ideas to the person of Jesus Christ. That's why Matthew says, "This happened to fulfill what the prophet spoke." He wants us to see the breadth of God's hand moving throughout time and then zero in on this baby born in Bethlehem. Matthew believes that Jesus is the Messiah, the promised Savior of the world. Mary and Joseph believe that too. Sometimes I wonder how much they understood about the prophecies from the Hebrew Bible. It seems much easier to make sense of it after the fact than in the moment of an unplanned pregnancy. But there is an important convergence here. The visceral human realities of pregnancy and birth, and the supernatural move of God across time and space. Both of these realities converge in the person of Jesus, God with us, our salvation. And we believe that in this convergence, a cosmic wrong is righted. The conflict we experience and in which we sometimes persist is settled. There's a reason we make such a big deal about Christmas. As we move through the season of Advent, recognizing all the good things God would do through Christ, look for that overlap between the viscerally human and the supernatural. Those are the places where the reality of Jesus Christ will truly shine and get our attention and cause us to fall to our knees in worship. The Daily Thread is a podcast from Zephyr Hills Alliance Church. To learn more about the ministries of our church, find us on Facebook or on our website, zaccma.org.